but the only way we're going to get it out in public.
On a recent weeknight, a group of about 30 people, almost all women, gather in a parish hall at a Unitarian church on the east side of Providence. They're here to learn political organizing tactics. The training session is put together by the progressive national organization Indivisible, which was founded after President Trump's election. For most here, this is their first foray into political activism.
Politics had never really interested me before.
Diane Phillips of Cranston says Trump's election motivated her to come tonight. She and others hope to stop a federal agenda they consider dangerous. Susan Johnson of Warwick says it's her first time getting engaged.
It's kind of exhilarating. It's also really exhausting because you have to try to keep track of everything you feel like you should be keeping track of, and that can be difficult. You know, I mean, I definitely am out of my comfort zone because I'm kind of an introvert, but you know, I'm doing it because I think it's necessary.
Necessary because Johnson says she's worried that President Trump will cause damage to the environment and close the country to immigrants in need. Leading the training is Jane Tucker. The Pawtucket resident is a nurse, now a stay-at-home mother of two, and political organizing newbie. But you'd never guess it as she begins the session confidently leading the group in an exercise.
Can you all just shout out right now on the count of three, what scares you the most about Trump? Like, what is it? Ready? One, two... Just one thing. Ready? One, two, three.
Deportation.
All right, great.
Tucker uses the resulting din to highlight the power of organized messaging.
Now when I count to three, can you shout out, stop the Trump agenda. One, two, three.
Stop the Trump agenda.
So you can see how different it is when we're all shouting whatever is concerning us most at that moment versus shouting one clear single message.
Tonight, they'll work to articulate that message and send it clearly to Rhode Island's state and national lawmakers. Tucker and those gathered are part of a growing voice within the Democratic Party, pushing their leaders to be more liberal and chastising them when they don't toe the progressive line.
So we have three tactics as well. Phone calls, town hall meetings, and office visits.
Tucker explains how to get in touch with lawmakers, what their jobs entail, and how to follow legislation. She says she couldn't have imagined herself training up-and-coming political activists just a few months ago.
I don't come from a family of people that have ever done anything political at all, so this is not something that's in my realm at all. But I can see how effective it is and how important it is.
Tucker says most of the people showing up to the trainings are women. At tonight's meeting, they're also largely white, though the group holds trainings across the state in an effort to increase diversity. The 2016 election of Donald Trump has also energized women on the right in Rhode Island, though Leanne Senek, the state's National Republican Committee woman, says with Republicans in control of Congress and the White House, conservatives have been quieter.
When you're the party that is in power, it sometimes is easier for people to think, oh, okay, well, this is just going to happen now, and we don't have to keep fighting for it. So that's something that is concerning.
But Senek says the state's historically small Republican Party is gaining momentum. She says there's a pipeline of talent getting ready for elections in 2018, including several female candidates for the General Assembly. On the left, Donna Personius is also trying to get women elected to public office.
I'm no longer an on-the-couch voter. I am looking at legislation. I'm going to the state capitol. I am voicing my opinion.
Personius, a Barrington resident, is hoping to turn this energized group of women into campaigns for offices from school committees to the General Assembly. Personius has helped launch Emerge RI, a local chapter of the national group focused on getting Democratic women into elected office. Emerge does have a platform. It's pro-choice and pro-gun control, among other issues. And Personius has a message for the ruling Democrats in the state. Watch out.
So we want to put a little pressure on them to say, wake up. If you're a Democrat, you're a Democrat. Start acting like one. And if they don't, then we want to look for possible female candidates that would like to run against them.
She says there are more than 100 people now involved with Emerge RI. Most have no political experience. Chris Carson, national head of the League of Women Voters, says they're all part of a growing nationwide trend of women getting involved in politics. The nonpartisan league doesn't support specific platforms or political parties. Carson suggests the upswing has more to do with what she calls a toxic political atmosphere than Republican or Democratic policies.
I think there is a renewed understanding that you have to get in and work within the system. And it has to start at the local level as well as state and national. And you've got to get your hands dirty, if you want to call it that.
Measuring the impact of a new level of progressive activism will take time. Yet for now, President Trump's election has sparked a surge in Rhode Islanders' willingness to get politically involved. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.